We're here. We're starting. We're in the closet.
Oh, we're here.
What's
we're
up,
on.
People?
We're going. Great.
What's up out there?
Great.
What's everybody tonight, today, to whatever it is? What's up with identifying as?
Huh?
People identifying as something. It's getting out of hand.
Have we talked about that before? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I mean, I know that, like, the gender thing, like, people identify as a certain gender, you know, and then they're gender fluid and gender whatever. We've talked about that, which is fine, whatever. But then you got this kind of stuff. I don't think we've talked about this, but I saw this article.
Mm-hmm.
69-year-old man who identifies as a 45-year-old begins legal action to lower age.
Yeah, that's, you can't do that. You just can't do that.
He says he has the body of a 45-year-old.
I don't care, you can't.
He told the Dutch paper, De Telegraaf,
you can
change your name, you can change your gender, why not your age?
Because that's just stupid. You can't change how old you are. There's nothing you can do medically to change how old you are. You can change your gender because you can get a sex change.
You can change your gender, yeah.
Okay, but you can't change your age.
I'm not arguing with you. You can't change your age because he's stupid because you've been here 69 years. It's not about what you look like.
No.
Has nothing to do with what you look like.
No,
right?
Or feel like. You are. You
has nothing to do with what you feel like
I
or look like.
I am 42.
It has to do with how many years you're a better 69-year-old.
Right.
You know, you've either taken care of yourself, you got great genes. I don't know, but you can't take away that many years say you're 45 now.
They
just somebody wanting to get an article, and I think he got it.
They obviously shut him down. I mean, that's not happening, correct?
I didn't read the whole article.
You never do. You bring these topics up and these articles up, and I want to know more of the story, and you're like, I don't know, I didn't read it.
Google it.
You're a headline person.
I'm a headline whore.
You are.
Well, I mean, there's no end to it. The guy hadn't, there was no answer in that
article. So you did read it.
Well, a lot of it.
I didn't read to the very end,
but I mean, you start reading and you see that this thing is just something he just started the process and he's going to fight it and whatever. And I guess he's just bored. Maybe he's retired. He's like, man.
Right.
It's crazy.
It is. I mean, why can't we just be who we are?
Oh, that was funny. I don't know if I just coming across older stuff. People of all genders can become pregnant, right? Instead of saying pregnant women.
No, men cannot be pregnant.
Try using the phrase pregnant people.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Because people of all genders can fall pregnant. How's that happen?
How the hell does a man become pregnant? Now, you tell me this. I would love.
I don't know.
Unless I mean
you are a female and you're identifying as a male when you get pregnant.
What?
Yeah, it's getting confusing. This world is getting confusing.
I'm sorry, you can't identify as somebody that you're not. I can't right now. I am a woman. And I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to be a certain type of way. I can't wake up tomorrow and say I'm a man. I just can't. You can't. I'm still going to wake up with boobs, with a female reproductive system, with a vagina.
True.
I'm not a man.
I hope that's the case anyway.
So
I hope you don't wake up with something else.
How do you just wake up and just say, oh, today I feel like this, so this is who I am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't daily. I truly think there are people.
I have an open mind,
right.
And I know that people struggle sometimes, and I know that they change, and they feel like truly if they're a woman, that they're a man, and they truly feel that way, and they go through the change. I do not have a problem with that.
Yeah, we're all about that. That's right.
If you think that, come on. Get out. Seriously.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
That's like
I'm identifying right now as an NBA player.
Right. And just because you identify that does not mean you're going to be able to go out there and shoot the ball like some of the... I mean, you're a good shooter, don't get me wrong.
I can shoot the ball like him. And you know what? I'm an NBA player. I identify as an NBA player.
That's
what I'm going to tell all the ladies at the bar. Be like, I'm an NBA player.
And I'm a Victoria's Secret model.
And they're going to look at me and they're going to go, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Be like, I'm a shooter. I'm a shooter.
I'm a baller. Tomorrow, I'm going to wake up as a Victoria's Secret model. How about that?
You're going to lose
all your muscle? Where's my angel wings? Y'all better get them ready.
You're going to lose all your muscle?
Get them ready. Well, I will be a skinny Victoria's Secret model tomorrow. Because I say so. Because that's how I'm going to identify.
Oh, okay. I got you. Cool.
Get them rings ready. I'm going to put them on tomorrow.
I put them away, though. I don't want to get back up in the attic and get your wings back out.
Crazy. Crazy.
Anyway, that's not the route I was going. That's just something I saw that I thought was kind of weird.
It's
kind of crazy.
Like I said, I can have patience with a lot of things. I can support a lot of things. But there's some things that I have to draw a line on, and I think that might be one of them. Like, you can't just change it up.
Ange has drawn a line.
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry.
It's about time you freaking drew a line.
And the past few podcasts, I've probably offended some people. But, welcome.
Sorry. Welcome to In the Closet. It's gotten real in 2019.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure that, yeah, but that's what it is. It's us talking and being us and actually working through shit sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we're just talking. We're like, you know, like the podcast the other day about abortion and all that stuff. I mean, it's like, it's good sometimes to talk about things I haven't talked about in years.
Yes.
To kind of like work through it, you know? So people get to listen to that live, like it's happening now.
Right.
And sometimes it's like you step away and you start thinking. So, I mean, it's kind of nice.
Right.
And people get to hear the real us, which some nights they don't like or some days they're not going to like.
Oh, that's okay, right.
Or they're going to be offended. And you know what? But that's real, because you know what? As those folks sit behind their closed door at night, they're talking about things, or they're thinking things, or they've been brought up with certain things, and everybody can't agree with it.
Right.
People would be offended with it if they came out and talked about it. You can't, there's so many things. If you take one side of abortion, there's a whole population that takes the other side. You know, there's a whole percentage of people that takes the other side. So, like we said, talking about it and being adults and actually being mature about it and you know, keeping an open mind, listening, and expecting out of the people you talk to do the same is what it's all about.
Right. Well, let me lighten it up a second.
Lighten, please.
Let me lighten it up. So, you were with me today at Kroger, and this bothered me. So, we were at Kroger today getting our food for tonight, and I felt like I needed some dark chocolate, because sometimes I get a hankering for some dark chocolate, and that's about the only candy that I eat.
Okay, candy, good. Glad you clarified.
So, we got some, and I saw this new dark chocolate bar I had never seen before. I think it was called Thor or something. And it was, is that right? Was it called Thor?
Wasn't it Theo?
It was Theo.
She's got muscle Thor on her mind.
She's Thor.
Like, ooh, dark chocolate Thor. I want that one.
It was Theo. Correction. Sorry.
You're getting nitpicky on your chocolate. I know where you're going with this.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, on the packaging, it was the packaging drew me there, because it was the dark chocolate square, and on the outside of it was these big chunks of
it drew me in salt. Too. It was really good marketing.
Sea salt. So I'm thinking I'm going to open the package and there's going to be sea salt covered dark chocolate. So like I'm going to crunch
like
into
melted into the like chocolate.
No,
like
I don't know.
Showing like, but sticking showing out like right there. Yeah.
But like where you can see it and you can crunch into it. It wasn't like that. I open it up and it's just dark chocolate. I don't see any of the salt that I saw on the package. And I got mad. I was mad. I was rattled. It was good. I mean, I ate it. And it tasted good. And it did taste of some, like, a salty. A little bit salty.
Oh, it was really good, actually.
But I want, when I see something, when I see packaging and a picture of the product on the front, when I open the package, I want the product to look like that. Is that so wrong? So don't judge a book by its cover, because what you see on the outside,
you should never judge a book by its cover.
It might not be what you get inside. And that goes for chocolate, and it goes for people, and it goes for a book that you've got to read, and the cover looks crappy, but the inside is good. It goes for a lot of things in life. Just like the freaking menus. Like, you go to Wendy's and you look up at the menu, you're like, oh my gosh, that cheeseburger looks so good. And then they give you the cheeseburger and you unwrap it, and it's like been sitting there for hours and it doesn't look anything like the menu, it's false advertisement. I ordered that cheeseburger because of what it looked like on the thingy, and it doesn't look anything like that, and then you don't want it. Milkshakes are the same way. You go to a restaurant, you see a milkshake topped with tons of whipped cream and perfectly placed sprinkles, and then you get the milkshake and the whipped cream is like all melty and there's like two sprinkles on there. And it's all smeared in together. Is it just me?
That's disappointing. Did you expect a certain level of honesty out of advertisement?
Well, yeah. I got catfished.
You got catfished on your chocolate. You probably get it again.
Dark chocolate catfished.
It seems though that not this doesn't really. I'm going to a whole nother subject.
Okay.
But they have this Aquaman movie that I'm sure is like just theaters packed with women. They're advertising this, and I don't know. Do you think it's living up to...
Woo!
What's his name?
Woo!
This is your Darth...
That's Aquaman?
This is the guy. That's your guy in the show we're watching right now, Game of Thrones.
That's the guy that's doing Khaleesi?
Yes, it's the guy that's doing Khaleesi. Yeah, that's the dude.
Woo!
That's
Hey, can we go ahead and cut this short? I don't want to go see Aquaman.
Oh, wait. So now you're a superhero movie fan. You don't like superhero movies.
I like Aquaman.
So that's the dude. What's his name?
I don't need a name. It doesn't even matter.
Well, and that's funny because that's what I was listening to. I guess it was earlier in the week. They were talking about it on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, who's this Joe Rogan you speak of? I've never heard of him.
And he was talking to his wife, not on the show, but he said, I'm talking to my wife, because he was like, this guy, this is a beautiful man. Like, he was like, and I was like, my wife, is that, he was like, is he your type? And she's like, he's every woman's type. You know, all women, that's their type. There's very few men that just all women, that's their type.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, some people were like, oh, Brad Pitt's my type. Tits, sorry. He has nice tits. No, Brad Pitt's my type. To some, like, see, that's you.
Yeah,
But it's like, he's like, and it's like every woman you say, what's his name? They're all of them. There's nobody that's like, no, you just, nah.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't blame him. I'm not even mad.
Well, yeah, you can't be. I wonder, there's got to be a woman like that. You know what I mean? There's got to be a woman equivalent.
I'm sure.
I can't think off the top of my head who it would be. I had no idea he was Aquaman. Actually, I vaguely think I remember you guys saying that the other night when I was watching Game of Thrones for the first time. But in the show Game of Thrones, this guy I don't like.
Well, it's because he's very quiet, no personality. He's not like
And he's kind of abusive, I feel like.
Well, yeah, because he's a Dothraki. Like, that's who they are, so.
Anyway, so Aquaman is now on my list of things to do this week. I mean, to watch, to see.
Oh, yeah. What is that? It's driving me crazy.
What? Just Google what's Aquaman's name. Is it that hard?
It's a good idea.
Jeez. I don't even know what the movie's about, but... I'll go see it, and I'll do a movie review. Okay?
I bet you will.
Anyway, I have been seeing a lot of different people post about seeing... A lot of women posting about seeing the movie. Had to go make sure it was okay for her kids to watch, you know, just stupid stuff like that.
This movie?
Yeah.
And it's weird, right? I mean...
No.
Because nobody's going to watch it.
Huh?
No, people, you don't have any interest. If I said, hey, you want to go watch Aquaman? If you didn't know who was in it, you'd be like, what are you talking about?
I'd be like, no, I'm not going to see Aquaman. You're absolutely 100% right.
You kill me.
What?
But hey, no, hey, whatever.
Because it's fun to look at eye candy? Am I a bad person?
Are you?
Does that make me
you're
bad?
A, you're a person.
I like to see beautiful people.
You're a person.
I mean, if there's a beautiful woman, I'll go watch. I'm not biased. I like beautiful people.
Most people do.
I like attractive people. And if you're going to sit
Jason
here,
Momoa.
Mimosa.
Jason Momoa.
I need to Google some more images. Anyway, if you're going to sit here, because here's the thing that's funny, I feel like, about some couples, especially younger couples and younger kids, and probably, and I know the way that I was when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
If you said another woman was attractive, I would have gotten mad. And for you, for you to sit here and think, oh, Angie's not going to think another man is attractive other than me, is just stupid, stupid, stupid.
No, it's the opposite at this age. It's just, I'm happy you do think I'm attractive.
Because I think you're gorgeous.
There's tons of people. Well, even if you don't, I tell myself you think I'm attractive because you have to live with me. So.
No, I think, obviously, I think you're a gorgeous person.
I'm gorgeous.
You are.
Thank you. I've always wanted to be gorgeous.
But for me to sit here and say you're the only.
Well, that's just insulting.
That's just, it is insulting.
That's insulting. That's retarded.
And if you, well, it's not, you shouldn't say
that. I can't say that. I don't like saying that. That was an instinct from the 90s when people said that a lot.
Jeez, that was just.
Apologize out there.
Okay.
Suck.
God, you're bad.
I'm an idiot. Anyway.
But to say that is not very smart. But when we were younger, I think that I would have gotten hurt if you would have said another girl's pretty. But now we can sit here and I can see a girl across the room and say, do you think she's pretty? Do you think she's pretty? And you could say, yeah. And I'd be like totally fine with it. Just because you say, yeah, doesn't mean you're going to like go sleep with her.
Well, no.
You know what I mean?
Probably not. But I mean,
probably not. Sorry, I was looking at Jason Momoa.
That was a test because I saw you looking at your phone, and I thought she's Googling photos.
I absolutely am, and there's some pictures that he has dreadlocks.
Anyway,
what nationality is he?
Look, can you do your research when we're not doing the podcast? Because I don't want to do this alone.
Okay, I'm done. I'm putting my phone down.
Okay,
closed it out
all night. Have a blast. You and Jason Mimosa or whatever his name. But now it's like you can't ask that question. Like that's the mindset I'm in now. Like at this stage of the game, you can't ask me a question like that because I'm not an idiot. Like you're not gonna ask me if a woman's attractive if you don't think she's somewhat attractive or attractive. It's all the way it comes across. So now I'm in a position where if I say no, I don't think. I'm a liar now too, right?
Well, I mean, but you could just because I think she's attractive doesn't mean you will. Though.
No, but so you know, we've been together a long time, and you know that the odds are that Jeff probably thinks she's attractive when you ask me. Like,
well, you're not
a very
picky person when it comes to people being attractive. But I'm sure there's people. I'm trying to think. Like, I think that there could.
That's
be
because
women.
I see the best in people. But I am no, I'm not picky. I don't think you should be picky. I think the older you get, the less picky you get.
No, but I'm saying I could easily think a woman is pretty and ask you, and you'd be like,
Well, you know what? In that, there are some that you've actually,
exactly.
When I think about it, and you're like, and that's, I'm like, no, really?
In the same way with you, that you'll,
yeah.
You know,
there's people we had that last night. Like, you know, I dig Khaleesi.
Right.
Right? Just like this dude, whatever you say.
Right.
You know, I dig her. It's awesome. She's a hottie. But then there's people that I see that you're like, what? How? You don't get it.
I don't.
Just like me, like sometimes, like that guy on there, like, you think he's good looking.
Which guy? Rob?
Yeah. And I'm like.
I do. He's cute.
Really?
But like, you don't get mad.
I'm not mad. I just am like, it's sometimes I think that's funny in relationships. You're with somebody so much you think you know every little detail or preference about them. And you can't. It's impossible. And it's
because,
a good thing because it keeps us like
right.
fresh because. And two, sometimes it's the way people, they're like
that's
ticks.
What I was
like they're
to
little.
Say. I was,
not
the
ticks,
swagger
but they're
swag.
Yeah. Now, swagger's huge.
Right. It could be, and I always use this person as an example, always. And you probably know who I'm getting ready to say. We might have even talked about this before, but if you saw. Me. No, if I saw, like, Justin Timberlake walking down the street, not him not being the Justin Timberlake that he is, take
right.
that out of the equation. Just him as a person. He's not a, he doesn't do what he does. I've never seen him dance. I've never seen him sing. I've never seen him talk or act or whatever. I wouldn't even turn my head. I wouldn't even be like, oh. Because, you know, sometimes you do that. You'll see somebody be like, oh. I mean, come on. We all do it. I wouldn't do that with him. I wouldn't be like, oh, does that make sense? But the way that he is, his demeanor, his swagger, his personality, it makes him a whole package. So now if I see Justin Timberlake walking down the street, knowing Justin Timberlake, I'm probably going to be arrested.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what it is. I think about Rob on Game of Thrones, which I don't, I'm talking season one, Rob. I don't know what he looks like come season 7 or 8 or whatever it is. He might have aged. He may have got a haircut. He may have lost a little. I don't know what he looks like now. But the first episode of the first season, when I really noticed him, there was something that, yeah, I mean, I thought he was cute. Sorry, I just did.
Why are you sorry?
Because you don't understand it. You don't get it.
Like, well, you don't have to be sorry. You don't
get it. Like, you're like, huh? But anyway.
Yeah, that's
and not, I could change my mind as the show goes. I mean, like,
why would you? No, because I mean, somebody, I think...
You can see a first time impressions sometimes turn into like, like you might think somebody, like you'll see somebody be like, oh my gosh, they're really gorgeous. They're really cute. And the more you get into it, you're like, you know what?
Maybe not. Yeah, that's happened. That happens maybe not. With people. Like, you get to know them really well, or you get to know them, or you're around, you know, and then it's like, well.
And they're like, I don't know.
No, it doesn't bother me any. I think it's interesting. I think you see things interesting when you're honest about it. You know, when you can be honest like we can and just...
Yeah.
I mean, we're not offensive to each other, but...
Well, you don't sit here and say you want to... I mean, right. I don't need to know any details about what you may want. I mean, what you're...
If
you think they're attractive, if you think they're hot, that's fine. But we'll just stop right there.
Right.
Unless you ask me, and I'm going to tell you the truth.
But that's as far as it goes. I mean, usually it's just like, that's track person. But usually you don't say, like, we don't be like, oh, man, she's hot. Oh, look at that girl. Look at her. This or that. Or look at this feature or that feature. Check it out. Check out that booty.
Yeah. Like, and stuff like that. Exactly. But, if you are not willing to handle the answer, don't ask the question. Right? So if
I... Right, but people play games.
I know.
People
play games. But I'm just telling you, don't do that to yourself. You're stupid. Because if you, as a woman... see another woman and you're like, oh, I would like to have her butt, and you are you're getting ready to ask your husband if you think that she has a nice butt, don't do it, because you probably aren't going to like the answer if he's honest. And then, like you just said a second ago, if you say the answer that you think she wants to hear, then she knows you're lying and then you're in trouble. So if you can't handle the answer, don't ask the question.
Yeah, and then it's either going to be a fight or she doesn't call you out, and then she's like, gets that little seed that you're lying to her about something.
Right.
You know, and it's just...
It's a mess. So like, for instance, I'm very insecure. Okay, we're just going to be truthful.
Oh, here. It's getting real.
I'm
up
very
in here.
Insecure about two things on my body. Okay, my eyes and my boobs. Okay, so let's just use boobs as an example because it's way more fun example.
Absolutely. Boobs are
so
always fun.
So if I see this girl and like she, I think she has like...
Nice rack.
Good boobs. Yeah. I may think, oh man, it must be nice to have her boobs or something. But do you think I'm going to look at you and be like, do you think she has nice boobs? Why would I do that to myself?
Why would you do that to me?
What? Screw that. Why would I do that to myself? I'm already insecure as it is. So if you look at her and you're like, yeah, that's going to make me feel horrible. But some women do that.
They do. They like the misery. And they like horrible. But I mean, the odds are, if you think... I mean, boobs are boobs. If you think they're nice, I'm probably going to think they're nice.
Odds are, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, unless they're like way too big.
Yeah. Or let's take it this way.
I'm a proportionate guy.
What if I say this?
I don't get the like overwhelmingly large boobs that some guys are like, oh, yeah.
Right. And what if I did see a lady with enormous ones? And I'm just like, I just wonder if he likes that. And I'm just like... What do you think of her boobs? And I'm thinking you're going to be like, they're too big. And you're like, yeah, they're nice. Then I'm going to be like, what? That you didn't like big ones. You know what I mean?
So don't ask about boobs, ladies.
Self.
Don't ask your man about boobs. Unless you're just, it's fun for you. And it's going to do some good.
It could.
You know, if you're really secure about your boobs and you're okay with other boobs.
To each their own.
Bring all the boobs you can to the party. That's what I say.
Oh, my
word.
That's
what I say.
You're hysterical. But yeah, anyway, good topic there, buddy. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. It's always a good topic.
I just was going to tell you about my chocolate experience, and then you showed me that Aquaman. I had to turn the heater off.
You did turn the heater off.
I turned the heater off.
You're
like,
a mess over there. A little strategy on my part.
Oh, you're so funny.
Play my cards.
You're so funny.
Hey.
Hey, listen. It is what it is.
I get it, man. I get it.
It is what it is. So what about, what do you think about, gosh, our garage door is loud.
It's very loud.
Our kids are leaving and we're above the garage and it's like people, the room's vibrating. Jeez. It's
crazy.
What do you, I was talking to somebody the other day, since we're kind of on this topic, about, and we've talked about this briefly before, I believe, about online dating.
Yeah, what about it?
And, like, getting catfished.
Oh, catfished.
So, what do you think the process is? I've never done, obviously, online dating. I think it would be fun to do a fake account and try to, but anyway.
I already talked about this, and then it was like, oh, you just want to date.
Huh?
When I said we should review and we should, like, open up accounts.
I know, I was joking.
You're joking? Cool, then I'll tell you about our accounts I opened a couple months ago later.
Anyway, but do you think these people, before they go on, because if I were to do this, okay, and I looked at a profile, I was like, okay, he's attractive, he kind of looks like Aquaman, so...
He's holding a puppy.
Yeah. And you start chatting, I guess, first? Like, texting?
I'd say you get to know him to see if any creepy stuff comes out,
okay, but
right?
Here's the thing. Do you not think that, like, before your first date, you would, like... I'm sure there's pictures being sent, but I want to FaceTime you, right? I would definitely request a FaceTime.
I would think that would be completely acceptable.
Because you can send all the pictures you want from 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Or a year ago. Who knows?
You know? Exactly. So I'm thinking, now that we have FaceTime, I would think catfishing would be kind of going on out the door. Like, that's not going to happen.
Technology has gotten too good.
Because I'm just going to say, hey, before our first date, I'm sorry, but we're social media. We're online dating. So...
We got a Skype.
I've been burned before. So, like, can we FaceTime real quick? Because you can't make that up, right? I mean, how would you fake a FaceTime? Unless you have your buddy come over. I mean, but then the pictures aren't going to match. So it would be very highly unlikely to get catfished if you're FaceTiming.
It would be. It would be highly unlikely.
That's just my opinion. Because how, it would be so terrible to, like, be, you know, getting connected with this person and you're really getting along and
physically you don't connect.
Physically you don't know yet. Well, no, you don't know yet because you haven't been with them physically. Maybe emotionally you've connected.
That's what I'm saying. But you don't know about physically. You show up and you see them and you're like...
And you show up and you're like, oh my gosh, we connect so well on an emotional and a social level and maybe an intellectual level. But man, you're ugly.
What happens? Yeah, that's an element, man. There's certain elements in life that you have to make a relationship work, and I think a lot of people miss that. I think that's an element where people say, well, that shouldn't matter, right?
But it does.
That shouldn't matter. Well, I mean, chemistry in all those areas are great, but if you don't have physical chemistry, you're going to have a problem in your marriage.
Yeah, it's going to be in your relationship. Yeah,
because you're going to have a physical craving. It's like eating food, right? Primal. It's a primal instinct. It's one of those few things in your life that you have to have.
Right.
And you have to have a connection. You can't just be like, well, everything else clicks, so we'll make this work.
But I think a physical attractiveness can happen. Like, I think there's some rare occasions where it's like you aren't attracted to someone physically at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden one day, oh my gosh, you are. So I think that can happen. It's not as likely, but I think it can happen over time.
Well, that probably...
Even if you think they're not the most attractive or you just weren't physically attracted to him.
Probably.
You know?
It probably happens. I mean, you got to think that arranged marriages, stuff like that, like you might get lined out with someone that's not necessarily your style or your type, and you're just forced to make it work. And then after a while being together, you do figure out how to make it work.
Right.
Because you both want to be attracted to each
other. Do arranged marriages happen anymore?
In other countries.
Well, in other countries, yeah. I know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think they happen here.
But
they happen in other countries, and people... And they actually have a higher success rate, I think, than what a normal... Because you know why? Yeah. Look it up. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they go into it knowing they got to work. It's not on this magical, mystical love thing that's going to carry us forever and ever. Because that it won't carry you forever and ever.
It won't. Not the magic and the... No, I know
life's
that.
Life's coming, baby. life's coming and there's going to be heartbreak. There's going to be death. There's going to be freaking horrible things that happen. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be stuff. And then you've got to freaking be able to fight through.
But
right?
I just don't think that arranged, forced marriages are fair at all. Like, where's the choice in that? I mean, like, how do you, what if that person doesn't want to get married?
But it's just a different culture. It's to suck it up, buttercup.
No, it's stupid.
It is stupid, but we're Americans. We didn't grow in that culture from generation to generation.
I guess that's true.
So we can't really, to them, it's normal. They look at it a whole different way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, their mind doesn't process, like, we grew up like this, so their mind isn't thinking, well, I should be able to marry somebody I love and I'm attracted to. They think this is the way it works.
Yeah, I'm glad I live in America, because I couldn't deal
with it. I think it's good the way, like, we talk to our kids about relationships and how we make it clear that it's not all rose petals and...
No. It's not.
You know, all the good stuff. There's bad stuff that comes with it. And if you're going to take the good stuff, you got to take the bad stuff. Because if you ignore, you know, that there's going to be bad stuff, you're going to get blindsided.
Right. Hence wedding vows. But anyway, what was I saying? Catfished, yeah. So there's that. I just was wondering about that.
No, the online dating thing, I mean, I think really if you live in today's time... That's like, how else you gonna? I mean, it's so okay now to just get an account and start meeting people. You would have to, right?
Yeah, I think that if I were single, I mean, I probably would try online dating.
Oh, I would absolutely.
I mean, here's the thing. Because where do you? I mean, we've talked about this before too. I think, but because where do you go to meet people? You know, you don't really want to meet somebody at a bar. You don't want to. So, I mean, I think online would be a good place to start.
Yeah.
And I think that...
You run around with friends and you meet people and you try to get out in groups and stuff, but that's not where you count on meeting people, because then you have that pressure, right?
Right. Right.
And then you're forcing things.
But then I don't know. I know a few people who have met online.
Lady I work with, she met online her man. She did. And they've dated for a long time and now they're going to get married.
So see, it works.
They're happy. Yeah. They're in love. She's happy she's ever been with a man.
And they met for the first time ever online.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's cool.
Yep. I don't know which platform. There's so many of them.
I know. I don't even know. Like,
what is there? Like farmersonly.com? There's
oh, there's
Match, and there's a ton of
plenty
them.
Of fish.
There's Christian whatever.
I don't know. I don't know what. I would probably just make an account on all of them.
All of them?
Probably. I'd be a hoe.
She'd be on there chatting with a million people.
I mean, you got to feel it out.
Well, you got to feel it out, but I think
there's options. That's a benefit of online dating.
Let me tell you something, baby. You're a beautiful, fit, attractive, funny, fun, intelligent. I'll eat up the podcast talking about it. So all you would need to do is open one, put your face on there, put a little bio, and just watch your inbox fill up.
I know, but what if I mean? I might be missing out on somebody.
See, that's the problem with dating nowadays. That's the problem with people. You can't worry about missing out.
Oh.
If you worry about missing out, you'll never commit to anybody.
No, I mean, I think I would. I mean, I would.
You'll be dating like 17 guys at once.
No, I would
and
not
you'll be
do
like,
that.
Oh, gosh, but there's two more in my inbox. I don't want to miss out on them. I'm going to go on dates with them, too.
No, I would not do that. That's not what I'm saying. I wouldn't do that. I would not. What about speed dating? Does that really exist? Have you seen in those movies where they sit, all these guys are sitting down and like you go, well, I mean, I think it's a group
thing. Oh,
that's
not,
it's a group thing.
We're not going to talk about those type of movies on here.
No. Speed dating, where you sit across from somebody and you talk to them for like
that's stupid. That sounds so stupid.
Why? I don't think it's stupid. I would do it. Yeah. I mean, why? Why not? You see
because
somebody,
I'm going to sit down across from you and it's going to be like, okay. And then they're going to be, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I like this girl. They'll be like, blow the whistle, time's up, move over to the hag, and I'm sitting there the whole time speed dating through people, like trying to find you. And then you meet some dude down there, and you think he's the one, then you're out the door with him. And I'm like, daggone it, I thought we really connected.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't even know if it's the thing. I've just seen it in movies and shows and stuff.
I don't know, man. I think technology, now that you can get online and have apps where you just run an app and you can meet people and date people, and I mean, you can do all that stuff and be chatting on those platforms. You don't even have a chat on, you don't have any text. You can just mm-hmm. be chatting and talking to people, sending pictures. And
oh, I mean, even on your social media stuff. I mean, if you're single, I mean, you're...
Oh, yeah. You would find people on there easy, quick. Because people know your status. They know what's going on with you. And they might hit you up.
True. Very true.
Don't get any ideas.
I don't have any. Trust me. I would not want to be in the dating world. I mean, if you left me tomorrow for a younger woman, bye. And then I'm done. I don't need... No. I would not want to be in the dating world. No.
Yeah. We need to talk.
Negative.
About that.
All right. Well, after this podcast is over.
Okay. Well, I mean.
All right. Well, let's go talk then.
All right. Cool. Just kidding, baby. All right. Well, covered a few things on this one.
Yeah.
That we'll probably go back to eventually. Some good topics.
Absolutely.
Let's go date online.
All right. Bye. Good job.